Now we're going to move on to Lou Reed, of course, one of the most influential musicians on the world stage, spanning the last century and indeed into this. He died at his home in New York, aged 71 yesterday. He fronted the Velvet Underground, of course, in the 1960s. His best remembered songs were solo numbers from his Transformer album of 1972. In a few moments, we'll talk to a friend of Lou Reed. But first, from that Transformer album, here's A Walk on the Wild Side.
Never once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side.
Let's take a walk on the wild side from Lou Reed, who died yesterday. RTÉ presenter John Kelly was a friend of Lou Reed's. He joins us on the line. Good morning to you, John.
Morning, Christopher. How are you?
Now, when was the last time you were in touch with Lou Reed?
The last time I was in touch with him, strangely enough, was this week. And I knew there was something up because we kept an email contact quite regularly. And the thing about Lou is his responses tended to be very short and often in block capitals, along the lines of thank you and things like that. Very brief. I emailed him during the week and I got no response at all. And I knew there was something up because I knew he wasn't well. And then we got the news yesterday, around about lunchtime, I think it was. He hadn't been well for quite a while. He had rallied and he'd recovered. He hadn't recovered, but he'd rallied pretty well. And he was back doing things again too, which was kind of extraordinary after what he'd been through. But I still find it very bizarre when you to be introduced as a friend of Lou Reed, because of all people, he's someone who to me seemed like the most unlikely person on the planet I could ever consider meeting or getting to know, even through work, because he was a notoriously difficult person when it came to the press. But
And yet his music is so endearingly sweet and soft gentle to listen to. How would you assess his contribution beyond the fact that it was enormous?
Well, I mean, it's a pity he wasn't here to ask himself, because he would tell you with great great pride that just about everybody that came after him was affected by the Velvet Underground and affected by him. I mean, there's a kind of a saying out there in music that, you know, 20,000 bands were formed immediately after the Velvet Underground. So the influence has been enormous. He certainly brightened up the kind of intellect that was involved in songwriting in the pop music sphere. Anyway, his songs weren't just about cars and girls. He obviously wasn't the only one. I mean, Dylan and so on. But Lou made it dark and made it heavy and started writing about stuff that a lot of people didn't have the nerve to write about and didn't dare to even listen to. So he opened up the dark side. He revealed the dark side to a lot of people. And, you know, he saw the song he just played, for instance, Walk on the Wild Side. I mean, he saw that as each verse being a little short story. And he wanted to, now whether he was always successful at it or not is another argument, but what he wanted to do was to elevate the music and the lyrics in rock music, to the level of literature, because that was the background he came from. Delmore Swartz was a big influence on him. He told me once, actually, that when he was a student, he used to recite Beckett to himself and act out the parts in his room when he was a student. And also, I remember once saying to him that it's a song of his called Set the Twilight Reeling. I said, you know, it's a touch of the Yeats about that. And he was, in a very endearing way, very flattered by that. He liked the idea of being seen as a literary kind of a figure.
And yet the Velvet Underground, for all the influence of that band, made relatively little money in its own right.
No, well, that's the story, isn't it? I mean, most bands from that era were ripped off or in fact probably didn't sell very many records at all when you look back on it, at least not at the time. But their influence has been absolutely incalculable. I mean, and they were, I mean, they were a serious group. I mean, John Cale was a very, very serious musician who came from a sort of art music, classical music, avant-garde music background. So they melded together a lot of different influences and brought a whole new sound, but most of all, a whole new attitude. I mean, don't forget, you know, the hippies on the West Coast were starting to get extremely irritating at this point. And meanwhile, we had these other guys from New York, based in New York, with, you know, black clothes and dark glasses, singing about drugs in a completely different way.
And that brings me on to the issue, because he was self-confessed in terms of his heavy drinking and also his drug addiction.
Yeah, well, you see, this is the thing. Lou gets a bad rap in terms of, you know, journalists, various memories they have of interviewing him, but they may have interviewed him at a time when he wasn't in the best place. And I was lucky enough to know him sort of later in life. I mean, I met Lou in the 80s. So at that point, I mean, I don't think I even saw Lou ever drink a glass of wine. In fact, I joked with him about this once. The last time he was in Dublin, and we were out for lunch, and he was ordering, you know, kind of in that sort of fussy New York way, something that wasn't on the menu, and he just said, "Can I have some fish and a little herb?" And you know, and I thought, and some a little olive oil, and I'm thinking, Lou, what's happened to you? You know, you're ordering health food. And those guys used to live on heroin and ice cream, you know, back in the day. And there he was ordering fish with just a little herb and just a little olive oil and mineral water. So, you know, the Lou that I knew was someone who was very devoted to yoga, very advanced yoga, actually. Martial arts, swimming. You know, he might come as a great disappointment to you, actually, if you expected to find the rock and roll animal.
We leave it there. John Kelly, RTE presenter, remembering Lou Reed. If we've time before the end of the programme, we will play you, we promise you, a little bit of A Perfect Day.